the new Israel which replaces the old. That which God purposed to do for the world through Israel, the chosen nation, He will finally accomplish through His church. He has let out His vineyard to other tenants, who faithfully give Him the fruits in their seasons. These witnesses for God are the spiritual Israel, and to them will be fulfilled all the covenant promises made to His ancient people. For many centuries the preaching of the gospel in its purity was prohibited. As a consequence, the Lord's great moral vineyard was almost unoccupied. The people were deprived of the light of God's word. Error and superstition threatened to blot out true religion. God's church was as verily in captivity during this long period of persecution as were the children of Israel in Babylon during the exile. But, thank God, to spiritual Israel have been restored the privileges accorded the people of God at the time of their deliverance from Babylon. In every part of the earth, men and women are responding to the heaven-sent message, "Fear God, and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come." Fallen is Babylon the Great, which hath made all nations drink the wine of her impure passion. To spiritual Israel is given the message, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues," RSB. As the captive exiles heeded the message, "Flee out of the midst of Babylon," so those who fear God are withdrawing from spiritual Babylon. Soon they are to stand as trophies of divine grace in the heavenly Canaan. When the promised Messiah was about to appear, the message of the forerunner of Christ was, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Today, in the spirit and power of John the Baptist, messengers of God's appointment call the attention of a judgment-bound world to the closing of probation and the appearance of Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. On His church rests the responsibility of warning those standing on the brink of eternal ruin. To every human being who will give heed must be made plain the principles in the great controversy. In these final hours the Lord expects His church to arouse to action as never before. Those who have been made free in Christ through precious truth are to show forth the praises of Him who has called them out of darkness into marvelous light. The blessings so liberally bestowed are to be communicated to every people. From every true disciple is to be diffused life, courage, and true healing.